Hey, Lex Coach Mike here at LexCoachMike.com. This is a preview or a sample out of our full podcast. Got an article on this in the article section. Check it out. I mean, what do you say about a coach got 338 career victories, been Division III, Babe Kraus Coach of the Year twice, ODAC Coach of the Year more times than I can count. Recently recognized with a Frenchie Julian Award at the IMLCA convention. Anyway, Coach Roston, and we were talking about a number of drills, but this one I thought was really, really fun. You know, we're always talking about crunching the field, and or at least in the last year or so, putting the drills in a tight, confined area, letting the kids play 3v2. Here's something they do. I can't wait to try it. Sounds like it's a blast. In the article section, we've also noted some other configurations of this we do as well. Special thanks to my buddies at Crossover, man, for helping making all this possible. I love them. I use them. I hope you do too. Recently been doing a lot of coaches' clinics. Just so, so blessed. Actually got a couple of dates open for January and February. If you're interested, shoot me an email. Anyway, without further ado, one of the greatest coaches in NCAA history, entering his last season, about to enter a well-deserved retirement. Got every award there is to win. Coach Ray Roston, Hamden, Sydney.
You know, just a couple of little things that we've been doing that other teams are doing. Again, I've stolen everything, most of what we do, certainly, but not so much a transition drill, but we do a little bit of three-on-two game inside the soccer circle in the middle of the field. We'll put the goal inside that circle, and the guys have to make at least one pass, sometimes two passes to get started, and we'll have little competitive drills where you're in the box or in the circle for a three-on-two for 10, 15 seconds, or we might give them three opportunities. So you got red team against white team, and three-on-two, you know, red against white, and bang, we may give them four opportunities, but three balls, you know, one after the other to get a shot off and go again at their man type of thing. We may stay with the red team for a couple of minutes, or we may alternate every one. White team's on offense, red team's on offense on the next. That's been a great little competitive inside drill. Right there.
You know, that's kind of interesting. We've talked a lot over the last 15 or 16 months, you know, we call it crunching the field for just because, you know, coaches have their own word, kind of the Canadian right. Influence in the tight spaces. It used to be in the box. You know, now we're seeing guys run it inside the restraining lines, you know.
Right.
I mean, that crunch area continues to drop down. I know JB, you know, runs a lot of that stuff at Limestone. We've got some crunch drills on our site that are back to top from Limestone, and then Coach Bates runs it side to side.
Right.
You know, he'll
right.
put you know and run right and left, kind of toggling back and forth.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I'll tell you, I meant to mention this to you off the air. You know, we were talking the nature of the dialogue between me and Coach was, you know, sometimes the greatest information isn't always the big name coaches. You know, there's a lot of creative guys out there. You know, we had a nice little crunch drill inside the hash marks from Colfer at Cabrini.
Right.
That's on the website. That, again, you know, coaches, if you try this with your players, you know, in the first day, it's a cluster. Smile nicely and tell your kids that they may not get it the first day. We're going to come back in 2 days and run it again. You know, this is something Coach and I talked about back in 11. You know, in the old days, we would run that drill till everybody died and put the headlights on the field, you know, till they got it right. I think the philosophy now is, you know, introduce it to them, let them get the hang of it. You know, nobody gets better by being frustrated, you know.
Right.
And that goes, you know, coaches are banging buckets with sticks, you know, and screaming. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just
well, that's
introduce
the
new
thing,
drill.
Like,
let the kids get
right.
the hang of it,
yeah.
you know, and then come
First
back.
First of all, it's not going to look good right away. Second of all, one of the things that I've learned is a drill can work with a team for me in 2013. In 2014, they can't do it. And I might even feel like we're more talented. But it's crazy to me how sometimes man up, sometimes, you know, particular drills will work with one team and not with another team. You know, it's, so like you say, I'm not gonna run the same drill every year if it's not somewhat working. And
so, Coach, when you run the 3v2 inside the soccer circle,
Yeah.
Are your poles strictly playing defense, or is that one of the ones where you're splitting a team up and the poles are playing offense?
I think
too?
We'll always say, like, max two poles. So you can have two poles on D and one short, one pole and two shorts, but it's totally competitive. They're jumping in, they're going 10 seconds at a time. 15, say, you know, you can do that any way you want. You can go, you can give them a ball to get a shot off. You can give them three balls, or you can do it for 45 seconds, as many balls as they can do it. But that's a real fighting drill in there. They, you know, in a tight soccer circle with a cross goal in there, that's just a good competitive drill, and you got to be smart.
You let the poles play offense in that drill is my question.
No more than one. Anytime we do a drill like that, some people do two, three poles on a drill, depending on. But I try to keep it to one pole in an offensive drill. You know, sometimes two if it's more numbers, obviously. But in a 4-on-3 or a 3-on-2 like that, we're just gonna have one pole on offense. That's the way I do it.
But, yeah, the rest of the team standing around the circle yelling and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can do this with 50 guys. You know, I think if we do that drill, we might do something, like you say, in the restraining box, and then the other half of the team playing in the circle, and then flip flop.
Okay.
But, you brought up an interesting point, though. Here we talk about spreading the field and field lacrosse, attacking from wide to narrow, right? Getting guys wide.
I know where you're going with this.
Exactly. But again, that 4-on-4 picking drill we do, we'll put cones maybe 5 to 7 yards inside the restraining lines and make them play in a tight area like box lacrosse or like basketball. And, and that's the kind of the yin and the yang of our sport, you know.
Tell our kids, if you can score 3v2 inside of this little area, when the field is spread out, you're going to feel like the first time your dad lets you drive without him in the car.
Right. I mean, that's a...
You roll down the window, you turn on the radio, you get the freedom. Yeah, it's all good.
So we're spreading the field to try to get into a 3-on-2 situation somewhere else. You know, that's what we're doing, guys, right?
Hey, man, I hope you got it. Hope you use it. Read the article in the article section if you like this philosophy. There's some other drills there as well. If you're listening to this in December of 2015, hope to see you speaking at the U.S. Cross Convention, 3 o'clock on Saturday in January of 2016. Anyway, humbled by your support of my site, man. Keep the emails coming. Love to get your comments. God bless you all, man. Until next time. Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.